Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Tom Leffler in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway. The latest U.S. Department of Agriculture cattle on feed report out on Friday afternoon showing 2% more cattle on feed this year, November 1, compared to November 1, 2014. Placements 4% below a year ago. Marketing's down 3% below that of 1 year ago. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities talked with our own Leslie Smith after the report, and he says nothing to be blindsided on with this report.
There was no surprises. This report's going to be called a neutral report. We saw the November on feed come in 102% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 102.2%, which is 10.794 million head of cattle, which is 3.3% below the 5-year average.
However, the trend for most of 2015 has been to have cattle on feed numbers above a year ago.
This makes 8 straight months of being larger than the previous year for on feed numbers. This is also the largest month-to-month on feed of the past 31 straight months, and is also the third largest November on feed of the past 3 years.
Now let's get to the heart of the matter, the placement numbers, which were somewhat friendly, coming in under that of a year ago by 4%.
Now the October placements came in at 96%. They was looking for 95.9%, which is 2,281,000 head of cattle, 4.4% lower than the 5-year average.
In recent cattle on feed reports, the heavyweight placements have been a real key here in November. Once again, they're higher compared to a year ago.
The 800-plus category was up 5.5% versus a year ago. Now, the 800-pound and larger placements have been larger than the previous year now 13 of the past 14 months.
And what other placement note?
Now, today's placements are the largest of the past 12 months. Today's placements were over 2 million head, which has not occurred since back last October. Now, today's placements were also the second smallest of the past 20 years for the October time frame.
Tom, what about marketings?
October marketings came in at 97%, a little better than expected at 96.2% for the average, which comes in at 1,630,000 head of cattle being slaughtered. This is 8.1% below the 5-year average. This is the smallest October marketing number of the past 20 years.
Tom, I know that this report pretty well lines up with the pre-report guesses. Any final observations about what this report really tells us?
No, I think it's just going to get chalked up as one more cattle on feed report that people kind of was looking to see what would come out of it, maybe a surprise. We have not seen a surprise in a cattle on feed report in some time now.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, giving us a rundown on the November cattle on feed numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.